for the Big Boy Sports Recap Wednesday edition, brought to you by
the Marquette Big Boy.
What a great way to kick into a Wednesday afternoon as you brought in delicious hand-dipped chocolate malts.
Yes, I did. You said you wanted a little surprise for the staff here, so
Don't get one? They're for me?
You can have one.
I thought you were going to say
you
no.
Still have two sitting over there, so I thought maybe you're going to double dip.
Nah, I'm going to give them. I got some people I really want to thank around here, too, and they'll appreciate it. They love Big Boy. I mean, they're big fans of Big Boy, period. So, all right, let's talk a little football first. I want to get into the Chiefs-Bucks COVID test. It sounds like both teams have cleared two rounds of COVID tests now.
Yes, including the two players from the Chiefs that, if they have five straight negatives, will be able to play. DeMarcus Robinson and the backup center.
Kilgore, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday. I don't think there's going to be an issue unless somebody gets stupid.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, this should be the safest you're ever going to be.
I want to talk about a Tom Brady story. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but apparently Lavonte David, I think he's a defensive player, isn't
he? Yeah, for the Bucks.
He tells a story after the NFC Championship game where they beat the Green Bay Packers. And Brady walks into the locker room, and he looks around, and there's a bunch of players crying. They're so happy. And what does he say? What the f*** are you crying for? We're not done yet. That is why he's the GOAT, though. Do you not agree with me?
Yes, I totally agree with you. That's awesome. Like, he's like, championship game? What's
yeah,
that?
Right.
This is my 10th.
Right? 10th, probably more.
Oh, yeah, because he's lost
some. How many Super Bowls has he gone to, period?
This will be his 10th. So, yeah, he's probably lost some AFC. So he's probably been in about 13.
Yeah.
I should do some homework on that, shouldn't I? Yeah.
But I'm not the sports nerd in this duo here, buddy. You are.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's
I'm more than just a sports nerd. I'm just a nerd.
Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about other details around the Super Bowl. Did you get to see any of the interviews at all?
I didn't really watch much of it. I don't know. It's just since COVID started, I don't watch TV.
I know.
It's weird. Like at first, when it was first happened, yeah, my wife and I started watching all these shows, and then I'm like,
yeah,
let's just go out every night, cruise around.
I got to tell you,
coronavirus date nights.
I know. I love those, too. I love following you guys on those, too, and I appreciate that you do that. I really don't watch a lot of TV, either, unless something really comes along. For instance, I just finally got access to Yellowstone. Great show.
I haven't watched it.
But I love Montana, too, so I don't watch a lot of TV, either, including sports, and I get my news elsewhere. Watch a little, you know, some games here and there. Obviously, I'm watching football games.
I watch the NFL all day on Sunday, yes.
Watch a little Red Wings here and there, but, you know, that's just sort of because I like hockey, not because I expect the Red Wings to win. Speaking of which, they play tonight.
Yeah, they do, but are you expecting them to win against the Lightning in Tampa?
Oh, they are due for a win, though, man. They've lost a lot in a row.
Hey, at least they're down there with all the Super Bowl hype. They get to see that.
True, they're in Tampa.
Tampa, minus 350. So if you want to bet $350 on Tampa to win 100.
That's not good odds.
Yeah. No thanks.
Let's talk about Houston real quick. Let's go back to the NFL. I know that they've made several statements, and I know recently there was another one made.
This is a great statement by their new GM. He's like, well, there's no chance.
Oh, wait. We got to play this then. Let's take a walk down memory lane.
Go into Lambeau and win. No chance. No chance.
So you're saying there's no chance.
I'm saying there's zero chance. But anyway, there's no chance that we're trading Deshaun Watson.
No chance.
No chance. Next statement. Well, I guess if someone offered us three first-round draft picks and a young quarterback, we would have to think about it. So it went from no chance to we'd have to think about it.
You know, in other words, everything has its price.
Exactly. But what do you think the odds are he stays there?
I think pretty good. I said this for a while now. I've been saying this for a while. I don't think there's just no way anybody's going to forego that much future for Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson is a hell of a good quarterback.
I think he's top five.
You think he's that good?
Look at his numbers.
How close is he to Mahomes?
Mahomes is above everybody besides Aaron Rodgers.
And Brady.
I think Rodgers is a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now.
I agree.
Right now.
I would have to agree.
But I mean,
there's intangibles
even the NFC Championship game. Rodgers clearly outplayed Brady. Rodgers didn't throw three picks.
I'm just not convinced Deshaun Watson has the it. that makes.
He's not been that good in the playoffs. Let's put it that way.
But how much of that, you know, it's like Stafford. How much of it is the surroundings? How much of it is
the defense? Much is it? Oh, let's trade away one of the best receivers in the league.
Yeah, yeah, it's a mess.
So, yeah, that was the rumor I just heard yesterday, talking about trading him to Arizona for Kyler Murray.
I heard a rumor today that the Raiders are going after him, too.
Yeah, well, there's rumors everywhere.
Yeah.
Because the other rumor I just heard yesterday, Cousins for Garoppolo.
Ooh, they're willing to do the swap with the Vikes, huh?
I'm sure there'd be draft picks one way or the other. I don't know which one's better.
You're kind of splitting hairs, yeah, in my opinion.
Well, Kirk Cousins probably has better numbers, I would think.
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
we'd have to look at it.
San Fran ran the ball a lot when Garoppolo was in there. Remember how many yards they ran against the Packers last year in both games?
I got nothing else, you.
No, there's nothing going on except the Super Bowl on Sunday. And then it's a sad time for me.
NBA and NHL and a little spring training for baseball. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, live baseball game this year. Got to go to one or two or three or four.
Thanks again for the delicious hand-dipped chocolate malts today. Mmm. Get into Big Boy. Your dining room is open. And takeout.
Takeout, delivery, DoorDash, however you want to get it.
Big Boy's Market.
Market Big Boy.
We'll catch you tomorrow. The Outdoor Show.